Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Don't die like a beast. If you're dead set to be sunk in the mid-Atlantic or Pacific or scorched in the desert, at least know why it is done to you. To die not knowing why is to die like an animal. To die like a human being, you have at least got to know why it is done to you. So to understand the concept of what is commonly referred to as the New World Order, the idea of a one world or global government, we must acknowledge these critical factors. And while there are those who do recognize that the Rothschild banking family are key players in the drive for a New World Order, there is still much misinformation and deliberate disinformation surrounding this dynasty, whose tentacles now reach into the highest levels of the American system. The New World Order is real, and this is what it's all about. That the consolidation of Rothschild power over the British Empire laid the foundation for the framework of the New World Order. That the United States today, as a result of Rothschild's influence within, is now the virtual engine of Rothschild's power. That the United States constitutes the new Babylon in the Jewish worldview, the force to be utilized for achieving the New World Order. There are still forces, even at high levels, resisting the Jewish utopia. However, there are many non-Jewish powers that have come to accept the Jewish influence as a reality that must be dealt with. These elements have thus surrendered and allow their own desire for power to dictate their cooperation with the New World Order, hoping, we presume, to be granted a few crumbs when the Jewish utopia comes into being. They're fooling themselves, for they fail to understand the philosophical intentions of the New World Order so clearly outlined in Jewish teaching. In truth, the age-old Jewish dream of a New World Order set forth in the Talmud was, in a definitive sense, the driving force behind the rise of the Rothschild Empire. S.J. Cohen, who wrote an early admiring biography of Meyer Rothschild, the founder of the Rothschild dynasty, he says, Meyer Rothschild was a zealous believer in the Talmud and chose it alone as the guiding principle of all his actions. That Jewish state known as Israel, we're taught that all the Jews are just looking for a nice little homeland where they can thrive among themselves. No, it's much more than that. The city of London, I call it the jewel of Rothschild's imperial crown. Not even part of the city of London as we think of the city of London as the capital of England or as a geographic entity. The city of London is the financial foundation for this global imperium, this Jewish utopia.
After the Great Fire of London in 1666, Sir Christopher Wren was chosen to redesign St. Paul's Cathedral. He oriented St. Paul's in line with the axis of Temple Church. Extending beyond St. Paul's, we see the alignment continues to the Bank of England. The bank was chartered in 1694 during the construction of Wren's Cathedral. More than just a local branch, the Bank of England is the central bank of the whole of the United Kingdom, and is the model on which most countries' modern central banks are based. The Bank of England is literally the mother of all banks. Temple Bar was a gate designed by Sir Christopher Wren to ceremonially bar access to the City of London. Wren's Gate is no longer there, It is a little known legal fact that the monarch may not enter the city of London without the permission of the Lord Mayor of London. He's the guy who runs the City of London Corporation, a tiny private jurisdiction that covers only about 1 square mile.
John McCain, American disciple of the Rothschild Empire. John McCain didn't get elected president, folks, but he went begging at the Rothschild court in London for their support, along with his good friend Joe Lieberman, recognizing that that's where the real power lies, folks. These kings of kings, the secret influence behind the thrones, who years and years ago, back in the 1800s, people were already saying that the Rothschilds would be the rulers of a world in the hands of the Jews, the Rothschilds and the families working with them. The 30 most powerful Jewish families. The Bronfman Gang, the royal family of American Jewry. The Bronfman. These are the people who are complaining that they're suppressed and oppressed, and that people are campaigning to destroy them, and yet they are the ones who control the media. They're the ones who control academia. They're the ones who dominate many industries.
Behind me is the Temple of Apollo on the Rothschild estate. They talk about Lucifer being God, and the initiates of the higher order of the Masonic religion following the Luciferian doctrine. These people here, they support the socialist agenda, but are they socialist? No. See, communism is not a creation of the masses to overthrow the banking establishment. It's the creation of the banking establishment to overthrow and enslave the masses. The leadership of communism isn't really run from Moscow, Beijing, Hanoi, or Havana. It's always been run from London, New York, and Washington, D.C. It's not a movement of the poor, it's a movement of the rich. The people think they're getting something for nothing. They're going to take from the rich and give to the poor. These sheep are like so many of you who don't recognize that you're being sheared, that don't recognize what is before your very eyes. But the people, the sheeple here, just going along with the surrender of the national sovereignty, going along with the enslavement, going on with those things which are intolerable. When you accept the intolerable, you wake up in the morning and a nation is slave.
It is Murdoch's papers that cheerlead the war in Iraq, that cheerleads all UK foreign policy when it is in lockstep with Washington. It cheerlead the bailouts after the financial crash of 2008. But it's not just his newspapers that exert a disproportionate influence on life in Britain. Books and films in Britain are de facto vetted by Murdoch because News Corp is involved in HarperCollins and 20th Century Fox. And his Sky News operation will never want to upset the interests of Murdoch as long as he is in control of the network.
Gaddafi had an intent to try to reprice his oil or whatever else the country was selling in the global markets and accept something else as a currency, or maybe launch a gold dinar currency. Any move such as that would certainly not be welcomed by the power elite today, who are responsible for controlling the world's central banks. So yes, that would certainly be something that would cause his immediate dismissal and the need for other reasons to be brought forth for removing him from power.
Muammar Gaddafi ran his government in the interest of the Libyan people. In Libya, you've got a free education and you've got free health care. The largest cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical bills. People go to the emergency room and have to pay for their emergency operation with a credit card. You had all of these benefits in Libya going to the Libyan people. Now the country will be put under the advocates of the international banking system, and they will end up loaded down with usurious debt for education, for jobs that don't exist and they can't pay for.
Muammar Gaddafi has a choice. The resolution that passed lays out very clear conditions that must be met. These terms are not subject to negotiation. If Gaddafi does not comply with the resolution, the international community will impose consequences. The resolution will be enforced through military action.
You should understand this world. We are with Muammar Gaddafi. All the Libyan people with Muammar Gaddafi. You are nothing, Obama. You are nothing. And the NATO, where is the safety that the NATO talk about? Where is the democracy of your country? Leave us, leave alone. Let us live in peace. We won't live in peace. And peace with Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi, give us the safety. Give me the freedom. Give the Libyan people the freedom. And Allah wa Muammar urid ya Umar.
This is overthrowing a government that did nothing to harm any country in NATO. This was an act of naked aggression. This is a looting operation. This is the NATO's attempt to use the Arab Spring revolutions as cover to take over a country, a sovereign country that has not attacked NATO, and to loot this country of its resources, its oil, its water, and its gold.
All three of the Abrahamic religions teach that lending to the poor is an act of compassion that serves the entire community, and therefore charging interest was seen as immoral. It was called usury and was considered a heinous crime. The Roman Empire allowed usury, but in 1179, the Catholic Church decreed that usury was forbidden. This law did not apply to Jews. While the Torah admonishes usury, Talmudic law allows a Jew to practice usury with a non-Jew, and so money lending became primarily a Jewish business. Over the years, usury became more accepted in Western society, and we've changed the definition with the addendum of charging interest at an excessive rate. In the 17th century, the Bank of England began issuing paper fiat money. This gave the banks the ability to simply print money out of thin air. And for over a century, this was rightfully called out as fraud until it became public policy known now as fractional reserve banking. What was once seen as immoral is now seen as normal. Many assume that the financial loans given out by the banks are coming from savings they hold for their depositors. But this is not true. When someone takes out a loan, the bank creates new money out of thin air and then charges the person interest to borrow it. Fractional reserve banking allows the banks to legally create 10 times the amount of each deposit. This inflating of the circulating currency devalues that currency and allows the banks an opportunity to profit dramatically. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 began a system of debt designed to inflate beyond its means until it implodes, the exact opposite of sound money. The banking cartel funded both sides of World War I, which led to the Great Depression, which led to the Emergency Banking Act of 1933, which ended the gold standard and made every dollar spent an IOU to further increase the debt, which is ultimately owed by the American people. The banking cartel funded both sides of World War II, which led to the Bretton Woods monetary system, which made the USD the world reserve currency, and gave central banks the option to go straight to the gold window of the US Treasury to exchange US dollars for physical gold. But by endlessly creating more debt, it became clear that the US had printed far beyond their gold reserves. And when several nations came to collect their gold, the federal government dishonorably closed the gold window. To maintain world reserve currency status, the US turned to its military, guns for hire to Saudi Arabia in return for the petrodollar, and war with any nation who threatens USD dominance. A Ponzi scheme is an investment fraud that pays existing investors with funds collected from new investors. And that's what the bankers created. They profit exponentially off the people's debt. It was designed to collapse, and that's what it's doing now. All the markets are crashing, and the derivatives market alone is in the quadrillions, which is much more than the total financial assets of the entire world. There is nothing left to prop up the dollar. This Ponzi scheme is at its end. What that means is that the money you have in the banks will disappear. Everything will go to zero, and then we reset. How we do that will ultimately be up to the people. The banking cartel knows that the only way they can survive this collapse is to somehow convert everyone to an authoritarian CBDC. But without the people's trust, the banks will have problems with this. Many people will lose everything and will want nothing but justice from the old banking system. But many others will comply. Hard times are coming fast. And if we were smart, we'd prepare. Let the big banks die and create a banking system that serves we the people.
Oh, where are we? Battle of Waterloo. Hold on, we gotta get through. The money machine. There it is. Hey, is that the same people? Rich banker men from Germany flying under the banner of the Red Sheet. They finance both sides of the war. We must hurry. That's him, the Red Shield courier. Shoot him.
No, I'm not shooting anyone.
Damn it, Pye.
What?
He beat everyone back with the news of the war and told England that Napoleon won. The Red Shield backers in London pretended that England was doomed and started selling their English stocks. The English went into a selling frenzy to get rid of worthless English money.
But the English won, right?
Of course they won, but it was a trick by Red Shield. They waited until the stocks plummeted to pennies and then bought England back for nearly nothing.
What? Did it bad? How?
When the English leaders found out, they had no choice but to give themselves over to the Red Shield. Their money was gone and they were slaves to the Red Shield war debt. Since that time, the English have been paying their national taxes directly to the Red Shield private bankers. The people have no idea. But the bankers bragged about what they did to us, laughing at us all the way to the bank.
Why, it's the best business I've ever done. If I can control a nation's wealth, I care not who makes its laws.
Oh,
this what Jefferson wanted to show me?
No,
look.
They're in America, too?
The Red Shield Banks are here, Pop. Seeking a way to conquer our American dream.
The dream you have, Pop.
The dream of free men. They tried to take over our country many times and failed because Jefferson and the Patriots vowed to stop the evil tyrants at all costs. By authority of eternal God, he would not let the bankers win here. To preserve our independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. We must make our choice between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude.
Wow.
I place economy among the first and most important of Republican virtues, and public debt as the greatest of the dangers to be feared. It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes.
We must have a central bank to secure this country's finances!
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their money, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the very continent their fathers conquered.
Jefferson, you're mad. This country will have a central bank.
Who's that?
America's first Secretary of Treasury.
Alexander Hamilton?
Not for long.
Aaron Burr, Thomas Jefferson's vice president. They didn't take too kindly to our first Sec Treasury. Sweet shot, Burr. The first attempt at a central bank only lasted 20 years and we shut it down. But the bankers tried again against old Hickory President Andrew Jackson.
You are a den of vipers and thieves. I intend to rout you out, and by the eternal God, I will rout you out.
After surviving an assassination attempt, Jackson finally defeated the bank in 1836. When asked what was the greatest accomplishment in his life, Old Hickory replied,
I killed the bank.
And those were his last words. I killed the bank. And with real money backed with real gold, our country experienced the greatest boom in any nation's history. Oh, it was beautiful, pal. But the bankers, greedy for more power and wealth, were concocting their most ambitious plan yet to once and for all take control of the finances of the United States. In 1910, a secret meeting was held at a J.P. Morgan estate on Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia. This meeting was so secretive, so concealed from government and public knowledge, that the 10 attendees used code names.
I am clearly the richest man, so I should be the one to run the super-secret central bank. I own all the oil in America. I am clearly richer than you will ever be, hula girl. I should run the super-secret central bank. You're nothing compared to me, lube job. I shall run the secret bank.
Silence!
Supreme Master Leader, I didn't know you were gonna be here.
I'm not. Neither are you, dumbass.
Oh, yeah, right, right. He's so smart.
None of you shall run the bank. We have failed in the past because of openness. This time, the key to success is secrecy. The people must believe that they run the bank.
Yes, brilliant! A sneak attack. What's the plan?
We first create panic, then we show them the solution. With our man in office and well-planned timing, we will have our central bank. And so the people think it is theirs. We shall christen it Federal. The Federal Reserve.
They struck on December 23rd, 1913. When most of our Congress were at home eating fruitcake, these bastards, bankers, presented their treasonous act to their newly elected accomplice, Woodrow Wilson, who had fortuitously already agreed to sign it before he was even elected. Wait, the IRS? I thought we always had the IRS. No, Pyle. They did this to us, too. The Fed now has the exclusive power to print America's money. They loan this money to our banks and our government at interest, putting immediate debt on our own money, printing more and more, so each dollar they print becomes worth less than the one before. Merry Christmas.
What in the hell is that?
That pie is how our government now must pay back these debts to the Fed. Your taxes did not go to your government.
They don't?
It's the greatest theft in human history.
But, okay, I mean, I sort of get what you're saying, but it's also confusing. And really, Hartman, I don't see how it affects me at all. If I had more money, none of this would have happened. Hartman?
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated to. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever
of
built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you're done. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
the Illuminati all across the nation. Subject them to a session of enhanced interrogation. Subtract the information and give it to the people. Illuminate their minds to the root of all evil. Put the international bankers up against the wall. Load up the minigun and proceed to kill them all. I'd like some politicians to get the JFK treatment. I mean, really, where's a lone gunman when you need him? A false flag on the headquarters of the CIA. Blame the Mossad to get them both out the way. Feed the farmer to goons. Chemotherapy, steadily machete trees on 13 families. Find out from where they run the aerosol spraying. Hit them with the barium, fit the breathers, all I'm saying. Every fucking Rockefeller's bound to catch a bullet. Rig the UN building with some thermite and a bullet. Check it out, it's the Puppet Master Massacre. Turn it up and check if there's a secret agent after you. Find out what they did, look at where they live. Run up in their cribs and put a gun up in their ribs. Check it out, it's the Puppet Master Massacre. Turn it up and check if there's a secret agent after ya. Find out what they did, look at where they live. Run up in their cribs and put a gun up in their ribs. Even though Monsanto has been banned from Europe, waterboard the CEOs with high fructose corn syrup. The Federal Reserve will get what they deserve when 100,000 people rushing into Bilderberg. Construct a guillotine near the palace of the Queen. Smoke them out their homes with their own brand of gasoline. Show the Bohemian Club what a real cremation looks like. When in mid-July, their forest is satellite. Pile up all the money and the banknotes cause they're fake. And for the Rothschilds to be burned out at the stake. Let the pedophiles get raped by the demons they invoke. Put them in a wicker man and burn them in their coat. Put a hit on Red Stone using Rothstein mob money. Hitting Kissinger with Agent Orange will be lovely. Freemasons will be facing bullets at initiations, as will Satan's Council on Foreign Relations. Check it out, it's the Puppet Master Massacre. Turn it up and check if there's a secret agent after ya. Find out what they did, look at where they live. Run up in their cribs and put a gun up in their ribs. Check it out, it's the Puppet Master Massacre. Turn it up and check if there's a secret agent after ya. Find out what they did, look up where they live. Run up in their cribs and put a gun up in their ribs. Hack a predator drone, then attack the president's home. Shatter the dome with skull and bones and the club of Rome. Splatter them, Catholic rapers at the Vatican. Trilateral commission, we will be taking care of them. Molotov cocktails at the World Bank. Drive up into IMF with an Abraham's tank. This is how we deliver death through different governments, as we set fire to the European Parliament. Overthrow the system and occupy the ministries. Excessive force on cops will take it back our liberty. Call me terrorist and psychotic homicidal. This is what I call the French Revolution's revival. Medieval solutions on medieval institutions. Necessary executions for the revolution. Don't think that you're safe if I didn't mention you. If you're an evil puppet master, you will get it too. I'ma find out what you did. Look at where you live. Run up in your cribs and put a gun up in your rib. I'm saying how it is. Time to die, you fucking pig. This is what you get for sacrificing little kids. Check it out, it's the Puppet Master Massacre. Turn it up and check if there's a secret agent after ya. Find out what they did, look up where they live. Run up in their cribs and put a gun up in their ribs. Check it out, it's the Puppet Master Massacre. Turn it up and check if there's a secret agent after ya. Find out what they did, look up where they live.
Bush, he was a Nazi, that was why he went to war. Obama, he is just like him, a Bilderberg for sure. All their money and their wealth were stolen from a dead man's grave. A bunch of Nazi pigs they are, just study and be brave. Hitler, he was just a puppet for the New World Order. His ideas were never really his. Bush and Obama, it's the same side of this story. Will we ever learn our lessons? Will we ever free ourselves? United Nations wants to kill you. It's in the documents. History repeats itself. The evil never ends. Now let's all just march into a FEMA camp today. Please let me just load a pistol and blow my brains away. After all, that's what we are doing almost every day. When we use bisphenol A, that's making people gay. Mercury and aspartame, I know the name sounds lame. But after all that's said and done, it's making me insane.
The Elite's Final Plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes, most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I got locked away for 1 year for speaking about COVID-19 as war crimes. UN's royal elite don't like it. Just Google J6 and see what is going on in USA. It's crazy with all the political prisoners who, like me, did not break the law. The judge said it himself, before March 2020, you are right, it was not illegal, but now, as you say, we are under military law and we view it another way now, and you speaking about war crimes and international law on this matter, COVID-19, is now seen as extremist and radicalizing. End quote. Conclusion, 1 year in secure lockup as a national security threat for mentioning the Nuremberg Code. Look up Nuremberg Code, Treaty of Amsterdam and Maastricht Treaty and see what the system do not want you to know about history.
For many decades, the royal Western elite have used brain chips in the subjects that their secret lodges, the orders of death own, in order to control them. These subjects are known as Manchurian candidates and have been all around us for the last 50 years in the form of presidents, lone gunmen who kill presidents and others, diplomats, corporate leaders, terrorists, professors, and so on and on. Now in 2023, Elon Musk got the public version of this system approved in order to get rid of humanity, in his own words. What will happen now, if you do not resist, is the fact that when the entire world economy is destroyed in a very short time from now, months or years at the top, you will be forced onto the New World Order's death list in the form of their digital CBDC, universal income for everyone in the entire world, and the only way you will be able to live a little while longer inside this AI system is if you get the brain chip and worship UN's new Gaia religion of death, with God being AI. We are a long way from IBM's death codes during World War II, and this is much more scary. Remember their cycles of 2,150 years, we live in their end time, the checksum of the chip is 666, the patents are 060606, this is not God, this is not prophecy, this is royal Freemasonic evil, period.
I hate this horrible new world.
What I need now is the comfort of fast food and slow friends.